Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown.
Party's already underway, by the way.
It is. I mean, as soon as Chad walks
you run along, try to catch up if you can. I think it's already rolling.
As soon as he walks in, it's a party in here. I'll tell you that right now. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day. High right around 50. Cloudy tonight, low near 30. And then for Thursday, mix of sun and clouds. Could see a little rain. High near 59. And Chad Brown, Licking County Health Commissioner, joining us today. And Chad, it's been big news all over for Joel and I. We've been talking about this new DoorDash thing where you can, you know, eat and then pay later. Kind of put it on credit if you want to order out food.
A four-installment burrito is what we're talking about.
So, now, I mean, for Chad Brown, is that something you would even think about doing?
Well, I'm a pretty busy guy, Dave, so yeah. You know, if they're going to give me food, I don't have to pay. I'll go ahead and take it.
You're going to have to pay eventually. Well, you know what? I offered him some donuts. He's like, no, I don't want it. Poor guy, I felt bad. I'm like, hey, they're down there. Go knock yourself out.
Hey, you don't know what you're missing on that.
I'll just take them when I leave. Yeah,
wait a minute. Where's he going with that box? Get him back in here. The guy down the hall will tackle you. You have no chance of getting out of here. All right. Licking County Health Department, a lot going on, but one of the reasons I called you in was you folks released the annual report recently. You know, people may say, well, what is the annual report from the health department? Maybe talk a little bit about it. What's encapsulated in that report?
Sure. Yeah, we do that obviously annually, but it's a requirement by law as well that we publish an annual report. What we'd like to do is just give a quick overview of what each division within the department has done over the past year. We had some big accomplishments last year. Obviously, the biggest thing for us was our mobile clinic. Got that here in the county and on the road. I think we went to a total of 35 different events with that in 2024, ready to get it back on the road in 25. But something that was a long-term goal for us that we finally achieved, and just glad to be able to provide that service to our citizens.
Remind folks what's available through that mobile clinic, because I think people would be surprised at all the services provided through it.
Sure. Yeah, we can provide, obviously, immunizations, adult and childhood immunizations through it. But we can do a lot of things. We've partnered with Family Health Services for, STD testing. We can give out car seats and do car seat checks, through that. Naloxone distribution. We've done septic system education, swimming pool education, tick education, all kinds of different things, through that. If you have an idea or have an event and want us to come out, just let me know.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, it's fully staffed. Folks will come out there and be able to do that. If you want to do it, how far out in advance do you tell folks if you want us to come out, come on out?
I mean, if we can get a week's notice, we'll probably get somebody there, especially if it's on a weekend, get staff scheduled up. But, we try not to say no at all costs. But, maybe if I don't think you want me giving you a shot, so we have to get the right folks out there. But if you can give us a week's notice, we'll be there.
Makes me a little nervous.
Well, no, but I mean, talk to that, because sometimes people feel like there's a little step down. It's like, hey, here's the brick and mortar, and then here's the mobile guy. But I mean, you got to be staffed up with the right people every time, no matter where you are.
Absolutely. Yeah, we only have so many folks over there, and they're all high quality. So the same folks you see at our office are the same folks you're going to see in the mobile.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Well, I want to know why you wouldn't want to be giving a shot. No one would want a shot from you. Are you just bang, put
Mr.
It right
Shaky
there?
Here with the needle? No thanks.
Illegal. That's outside of my purview. So.
I can just see him walking in. Hey, bang! There, you're done. You're good.
You don't want the guy with the shaky hand giving you a little shot. So.
I'd rather have it that for them when I'm going into surgery, though. I can tell you that right now. Some of the things that in that annual report, too, is, Joel, I'll give you a guess. What do you think were the top names in 2024, baby names in 2024 in Licking County?
Oh, my. Well, I know it's not Gary.
No.
Is Brandon still popular?
It is not.
Justin?
It is not.
Jacob?
It is not.
Wow.
But you're three strikes and out.
Okay.
So boys' names, Wyatt, Oliver, Grayson, Henry, and Theodore. Top five boy names.
Little baby Teddy. I mean, I get that.
In 2024.
I get that.
Girls' names?
Wouldn't have a clue.
Amelia, Lainey, Evelyn, Eleanor, and Paisley. So
Eleanor and Paisley.
Paisley. So those are the top baby names in 2024.
Strong.
Now, I guarantee you, if we were to ask anybody in the general public, and Chad, you can chime in on this, I don't think anybody would have gotten all 10 of those names.
No.
I can't imagine.
No way.
It'd be like if I got
kindergarten
two.
Teacher, maybe get half of them.
Right? Yeah. Henry is the most one, that, kind of an older school name that kind of popped in there. But yeah, that was, those were unique for sure.
And those are some of the things you'll find in there. Total births in Licking County, a little over, almost 1,900. So is that, what we usually see? Was it a good year for babies? I know we talked about the COVID. Everybody's like, oh, we're in baby population. I mean, is that kind of a round number there for you?
So it is. We've seen a slight decline in total births in Licken County. That doesn't count Licken County residents that are born outside the county. Okay. So we've seen a bit of an increase of folks, you know, having or kids being born in Franklin County. So overall, the number stays about steady.
Mm-hmm. All right. Some of the other numbers now. Deaths by suicide, 36. And you said that was up.
Yes, that's a number that's gone up. Something we're looking at closely, working with our friends at the Mental Health Recovery Board for looking at Knox County to try to take a better look at that to see what trends can we see there? What data do we have? What data do they have that we can look at? You know, is there a particular portion of the population that's more affected? And if so, how can we help them? But yeah, it's something we're doing a deep dive on now.
I mean, when you talk about that, and one death is one too many, but 36, that's, to me, that just seems like a high number. Is it, you said you're still looking at the numbers as far as age groups and that. And I know I've talked to folks at Mental Health America of Licken County. We had Kate St. James in not too long ago. It seems they're worried about the younger generation.
Yeah. And, you know, you see a lot of, you know, mental health concerns with younger folks, especially students. You know, COVID was tough on a lot of people. And, you know, we're still seeing effects from that. You know, services for younger folks are difficult to come by as well. So those are all things we're looking at. We don't specifically provide behavioral health services, but if we can promote them and connect people to that, absolutely we'll do so.
Mm-hmm. Overdose deaths, 26, I believe. I mean, how does that compare to years past?
So that number actually fell. So we were happy to see that. It's really hard to tie it to one specific item on why it came down. I personally think that, you know, a lot of folks are giving out a lot of naloxone in the community. I think that has definitely had an impact on saving lives. So, you know, that's something we do. It's free at our office. People can just stop in and get it. You can actually go to our website and we'll mail it to you as well. We're working with different EMS departments now to where if they respond to an overdose that's non-fatal, they'll actually leave naloxone behind at that point and try to connect that person with services. So, but I think that's one thing we can contribute to why we're seeing that number fall.
Is there a learning curve on administering naloxone?
So there is a training that you have to take to do so, but it's really just a few minutes. It's okay. Very simple. If you go online, it's a 3-minute video you have to watch. You know, the biggest thing with that is when you give someone naloxone and they wake up, they go through detox immediately. So they could be in a foul mood when they get up, but also alive.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I know a lot of times I'll hear, you know, medics are in staging because they want to make sure everything is okay when they get in there, when somebody is coming off of that. And I did not know that. I mean, mm-hmm. It's immediate. I mean, I knew it was immediate to help them, but not that they would have that type of a reaction like that, because I hear all the time, yeah, it can be an unfriendly situation, so to speak.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. So, I mean, that's a little scary for those. Are you finding that you're going to be able to get them to all EMS?
So we're piloting that program now. Mm-hmm. We're working with our friends out at West Licking, but we're open to working with any department. What we're hoping to do is work the bugs out and come back and say, hey, this is successful and this is easy to do, and we'll work with any department. But if any EMS department has, would like to work with us, we're happy to do so. We're just trying to, like I said, get the kinks worked out, make it easy for them. That's what we want to do.
Chad, does the health department have fentanyl testing strips? I mean, I know that there are some places that do that. Does the health department have that as well?
Yeah, funny you should mention that. We are actually studying that to see, you know, should we do that? The board directed me to do so, and we're going to talk about it next month at a meeting. And you know, that's something we can get and we can distribute. It's just a matter of how and where and what does that look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I know it was a kind of a touchy subject not too long ago in the city of Newark, so I wasn't sure if the health department would jump in.
Well, I mean, there's dangers associated with all that, you know, that fentanyl. I mean, there's
absolutely.
You don't know dosage. You did touch it. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of ways that gets in your system.
There is, and you know, sometimes people don't know it's there. And sometimes people are actually looking for it. So, you know, that's where it's a double-edged sword with the test strip. It will tell you if it's there, but yeah, that's something we're researching, and we just want to find the best way, you know, to go about and get actually distributing them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before we take a break, looking at some more numbers from the Health Department's annual report 2024, what did we see? Flu? Measles, maybe? I know measles right now is kind of a hot-button topic, but as far as flu last year, what did we see, and how about this year?
So, you know, towards the end of the year, we saw flu really spike. And then here in the beginning of 25, we saw record numbers of flu being reported. So I think, you know, we've rebounded finally from the pandemic, knock on wood. That's over now, and we're starting to see a more traditional flu season. But we saw numbers spike. With measles, yeah, we have one confirmed case in the state now. We're seeing some vaccination rates drop as well, which is dangerous. If you're a young kid with no vaccine, 90, and you're exposed, 90% chance you're going to get measles. So we're definitely promoting the MMR vaccine. We have it at the office, so feel free to give us a call and make an appointment. But definitely something we're watching and keeping our healthcare providers aware of.
And I'm doing a little reading on that earlier, Chad. They say it's the most contagious disease.
Yes.
And then for people that were vaccinated, forget the date, like late 60s, early 70s. If you were vaccinated back then, might be time for a booster.
That's something they're still looking at.
Okay.
So you still have some immunity left. With one dose, you're 93% protected. With two doses, you're 97% protected. So still doing some research on should an older adult get a booster right now. Right now, we're not recommending that because CDC's not. But again, they're still doing some research on that.
I got you. And then what, I mean, if I'm not vaccinated and I get the measles, play it through. I mean, is it just an annoyance? Is it itchy? What is it about the measles?
So it's really worse for younger kids or infants even. It can be fatal where, you know, it's a disease that's going to be, it's a rash that you have, but also it can be respiratory. And then it can lead to other factors as well. Easy way to prevent it is just get that vaccine. Like I said, one dose, you're 93% protected. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, the younger you are and if you have it, the worse off you're going to be.
Gotcha.
Lyme disease. I know that's another issue that it seems over the last few years has kind of crept up. I was telling you before the show that I had a friend who had it, and that's not a great situation. I mean, and you said it could be lifelong issues.
Correct. Yeah, we're seeing more and more cases of Lyme disease. And the key is now we're seeing it being, you know, folks are actually getting disease here in the county. Before, if you traveled, you know, it's the disease is named after Lyme, Connecticut. So if you traveled to the Northeast United States, then the doctor would look at it. That's not the case anymore. You can get it right here in the county. If you catch it early and treat with antibiotics, you know, you'll be just fine. If not, yes, like, you know, it can cause long-term fatigue, aches, pains, but also a lot of neurological symptoms as well that cannot be reversed.
Mm. And remind folks, Lyme disease, how you can get that. And being outside, you got to watch the animals as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, a tick-borne disease, so a tick bite will do that. We actually last year placed tick stations at several different parks here in the county where folks could actually, you know, if they found a tick on themselves, they could remove it and put it in that station. We have stuff there. We'd go out and identify it for them just to see what it was. We can't test it for Lyme disease yet. We don't have that capability. But at a minimum, we could identify it and see. What we're trying to do is identify where are hotspots in the county where we're seeing a large number of ticks so that we can warn folks so that it can, not to say don't go outside, just protect yourself and be smart. That's all.
Right. What do you need to do?
So really you're looking at, you know, long sleeves, long pants, you know, put on a repellent with DEET as well. But if you're out in the woods and you come back out, you need to really inspect yourself to see. And like you said, Dave, too, with your pets as well. You know, dogs and cats can get Lyme disease, too. So go through them. It can be hard to find them. Sometimes, you know, if you're looking at a very small nymph tick, you know, it's going to be almost microscopic to look at. So you want to make sure you're looking closely and doing your due diligence.
Dave, I recommend you have a tick buddy, someone to inspect you when you're out of the woods.
I'm not going to say anything because it will just get me in trouble.
I'm not volunteering.
Right away, there was no hands going up in this room. I didn't see anybody put their hand up to be my tick buddy. Matter of fact, I think Chance said he had to leave.
Right, when you said, where were those donuts? Yeah, so,
yeah. Real quick, where are we seeing hotspots for ticks in the county?
So in reality, all over the county, but we're still collecting that data and getting that in. It was a pilot project for us last year. We're hoping to expand that this year. We work with the Parks District, which was great. We were, we'd like to be all throughout the county, but we wanted to do it, start small, get it right, and then expand it out.
Yep. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today, Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown. Sunny skies throughout the day, high right around 51. Cloudy tonight, low near 30. And then for Thursday, partly cloudy, chance of rain, and a high near 59. Chad, we touched on a lot of things with the annual report in the first part of the show, so let's jump into some fun things. First off, obviously coming up to Easter, you guys are doing an Easter egg hunt hop kind of thing. Maybe talk a little bit about it, when that's going to take place.
Sure, yeah. This is our second annual Hoppin' for Health. It's April 12th. From 11 to 1 at our office, which is 675 Price Road. We did it last year and kind of threw it together at the last second. And I think we had like 300 folks show up. So it was a really good success. And
that's awesome.
So yeah, our staff has done a great job in planning that. Each of our divisions will have a table out, and we'll have partners there as well with giveaways and stuff. The Easter egg hunt will start at noon. We have a DJ. We have a bounce house. You know, it's just a really, really good family fun event. You know, we've got 20 acres of land at the health department. We might as well use it. And you know, last year went well, and we're hoping to, you know, expand upon it this year.
So given the price of eggs, is it like the Easter egg hunt lasts like 2 minutes or?
So we went with plastic eggs.
Okay. Good.
Smart. That's why
yeah, we can reuse them. Yeah,
so. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Now, were you Easter egg hunt as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it a lot, Chad?
Yeah. I'm an only child, so it was easy for me. You know, yeah. Put them out and I'll get out. I had no competition, take all day, so we're good. But you know, these ones, I just kind of rolled down the hill and let the kids have a free-for-all.
So we're okay. Yeah. Well, see, that's how we were. We always did them in the house. Mom would hide them and then stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've never myself ever done one of the Easter egg hunts out in a field running. The boys have done them when they were little, and it's... Man, it is a Chinese fire drill. As soon as you say go, they're gone.
It's chaos.
Our family used to do indoor ones until there was one egg that got away. And, you know, the farther into May it got, the worse the house smelled. We're like, we're not doing that inside anymore. It's all outside from that point.
Guy down the hall tackled a 6-year-old who was going after him. Like, what are you doing? He's a kid. Leave him alone. Let him get his egg.
Got the prize egg.
So if folks want information on that, they could jump on the Facebook page, Lincoln County Health Department, and get that. But again, should be a good time. And it's a great way to, you know, you get the kids out, you get the family out. Show them those services that are available, especially for young ones.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a really good event. Our staff really has bought in. You know, I think we had 25 or 30 staff members working last year, you know, on a Saturday morning. So, you know, our staff's great. They're really community oriented, and, you know, they really care about the community that we serve. So it's just a really good event, and hopefully folks will come out.
Absolutely.
Another neat thing that you folks are doing, you teamed with Lincoln County EMA, I believe you said, and Lincoln County Aging Partners. You're handing out emergency kits to folks in this community who could really use them. First off, what's in the kits?
Yeah, mental health recovery and for Lincoln and Knox County has got a grant for emergency kits for elderly folks, and we're over at LCAP right now handing those out at the drive-through. Pretty much anything you need. It's a 3-day supply of food, a flashlight. You know, pretty much anything you need if there's an emergency is going to be in that kit. There's gun locks in there, you know, a variety of stuff. So it's a really good event. We're good at, you know, lining up and giving stuff out quickly, you know, whether it be vaccines or emergency kits or whatever. So we partnered, and our partners at EMA have been outstanding. LCAP already had an event, so we decided to partner with them. But just a really good event to give stuff out as we, you know, we hit severe weather season here.
So is it just an age requirement?
Actually, if you drive through and you're a resident, you're going to get it.
Okay.
So.
And you said gun locks?
Yes.
Is that something that the health department has been involved with before?
Yes, that's new. We have a youth suicide program now. So we do have gun locks that we can give out as part of that program. They're free of charge. If anyone wants one, just let us know.
Mm-hmm. You talked about severe weather, and I know last week when I was on vacation, Sean Grady was in with Joel talking about being prepared. But, I mean, that really is important, especially for the elderly, because, again, if you're stuck in your home, if like when the derecho hit a number of years ago and there's no power or anything like that, that's life-threatening for folks. That's why these kits are so important.
Absolutely. And you know, Sean Grady and EMA have been great partners of ours for years, and can't say enough about that partnership. But you know, especially for elderly folks, one thing they really need to think about is medicine. You know, a lot of folks are on prescriptions, so if you can't get to the pharmacy for a week or, you know, who knows how long, do you have enough on hand, or what's the contingency plan?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that emergency kit really ultimately buys you time.
Yep.
I mean, if you got 3 days where you know you're good, then that gives you time to think, plan, strategize if you haven't already done that. But that time, because when those kind of things hit, sometimes people panic.
Yep.
And the panic is what gets a lot of people. So if you've got that little nest egg sitting back, all good.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I know Sean's talked about this, and, you know, God rest his soul, Jeff Walker, when he was Licking County EMA, he would harp about just have something at your house. Mm-hmm. Just have extra water in case you need to keep it in the basement. Do whatever you need to do, because coming into this spring severe weather, you never know when it's going to hit.
Especially last year, we obviously the worst year we've seen in a long, long time. So, yeah, just trying to help push that message out. And like I said, you know, our EMA partners are great, and anything we do to help them get that message out, we'll do that.
Okay, community navigators. I know you, when you were in last time, we were talking about you getting ready to roll this mm-hmm. out. Somebody that's going to be able to help folks in different areas, alcoholism, drugs, anything like that. Maybe talk about how successful this has been to start.
Yeah, it's been great. We've served just about over 100 folks. We help navigate them to services. Really want to appreciate the county commissioners and a partnership for funding for that through the opioid settlement dollars. It's really been a successful program, something that, you know, was a goal of mine for a long time. The pandemic got in the way, and there we are 5 years later. But it's really, really worked out well. We're really seeing business pick up. Hopefully to expand the program too, but you know, we can get folks, you know, a wide variety of things from, like you said, Dave, substance use treatment to now, you know, one need we've identified is, you know, pregnant women need maternity clothes. They can't find them anywhere. So, you know, if they're in need, so we're trying to work on that piece of it there. We can provide transportation or help get a ride scheduled. But the one thing that's different with our program is if we connect you to a service, we're going to follow back up with you and say, hey, did you actually go? We got you an appointment. We got you a ride. Did you go? And if you did, is there a follow-up plan? You know, do you need to go to the pharmacy? We can get you a ride there. When's your follow-up appointment? We can get you there as well. We don't just refer you and hang up. We want to refer you and get back to you and make sure you continue with the plan.
You said 100 people have joined. Is there a process for this, or is it simply just call and go, hey, I need some help. What do I do?
Yep. They can just call the health department, 740-349-6535, and they'll get connected with a navigator, or they can send us an email through the website. Any way they can get a hold of us, through Facebook, anything like that, and yeah, we'll definitely be in touch.
So if somebody needs a tick inspector, they can call the community navigator and they can go out, inspect me for ticks?
I don't know that that's one service we've offered yet. We may look to expand to that later on, but as of now, I don't think there's not enough free burritos, you know, for that. So.
But in all seriousness, this is fantastic. I mean, it really is, because I, you know, again, Joel and I, we had so many different folks in here talking about, for a lot of folks, they don't know how to get connected with these services. My God, this is the easiest thing to do. Pick up the phone. I know 211, and you can call those. But, I mean, call the health department. You guys will steer them where they need to go.
There's a lot of great services available in the county that folks just don't know about.
Yep.
So, you know, if you get a hold of us, we'll let you know, and we'll get you there.
Yep. Finally, before we let you go, smoking cessation. I know it's something we always like to kind of touch on just to see, maybe are we seeing numbers come down? Because I know at one time, Licking County was one of the worst states or worst counties in the state for their smoking numbers. Are we starting to see some of that come down through programs through the health department?
We are seeing that number fall dramatically. You know, for a while there, it seemed like we were paying people to smoke. So we're down, I think last, you know, we were about 13% of adults that were smoking, down from almost 28%. But one thing we're seeing is a massive increase in vaping. So, especially in our schools. So
yeah.
We have a program where we're in the schools trying to help with that. But that is the bigger issue that we're trying to face now. Our school partners have been great. They always have been. We're down as low as the fourth and fifth grade trying to talk to students before they start. So it's just really, really, you know, an epidemic.
And it's got to drive you. And again, it's, I mean, they're not doing anything so far illegal. I know they got to have certain things on the shelves and be labeled correctly, but I mean, my God, Chad, you know as much as I do, and you're around this county, you can't throw a rock without hitting a vaping business. It's hard. I mean, that is a hard thing to deal with.
There are a lot of them out there, that's for sure. We are working in the city of Heath. They have an ordinance regarding vaping, so we're actually doing inspections in those stores. Only thing we're looking for there is to make sure what they're selling is authorized by the FDA. That's it. We're not trying, the city didn't ban anything. It was a very common sense ordinance. And we're seeing other entities in the county start to take a look at that. But, you know, there's definitely gaining some traction, and we're doing our best with it.
And, you know, people have asked before, can the health department do, you know, inspect like cannabis places? Because, I mean, we all know with the marijuana that the state passed. I mean, what is the health department have anything to do with that? Just so folks understand, hey, well, not much we can do.
No, there's really nothing we can do there.
Right.
That's all regulated through the Ohio Department of Commerce. So we have no jurisdiction in there whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a complaint that comes through us to our office, we're going to forward right over to the Department of Commerce. We can't get in there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just want to make sure so folks understand, because they're like, well, the health department. I'm like, they do a lot, but they can't do everything. Right. So, Chad, again, a lot of information we've thrown out. If folks would like to learn a little bit more, what's the easiest way to do it?
Easiest way is go to the website, you know, www.lickingcohealth.org. Everything's there. We just refreshed the front page, so you know, take a look at it. And you know, if anyone has a question, they can click on the link there and send us an email.
And the annual report is easy. I think it was like 6 pages that I was able to download. Yep. It's if you want to look at, like I said, some interesting things to take a look at. So it's on there as well. So Chad, as always, I appreciate you coming in. And I don't know how much Sean Grady was paying you to make him sound good, but you got your money's worth. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's more than free donuts. I can say.
Again, that's Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown. Be sure to join us Friday as Matt Allison, Director of Licking County Transit, will be in, talking about all the great things taking place in the community through Licking County Transit. He will be our guest on Friday.